Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Luli Nishmas or Malkabas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Mesech Techala. We are in Mishnayos Zayin and Ches of Perek Dalet. And the Mishnah begins as follows: Yisrael show you our recent love the Kocham Misuria. Let's say you have a sharecropper who's working on percentage of the crop in Suria, which is the area that David HaMelech originally had captured. Chazal had a difference of opinion as to what the status of the Kedusha was, and here, the primary owner of the land is a non-Jew. So Rabbi Lezer says that, look, they made Syria like Eretz Yisrael for Maisos and Shvias, and so therefore you're Chayiv and Maisos and Shvias. Rabbi Gamliel says, you are exempt. And why is that? He says they didn't make Syria like Eretz Yisrael, so it's not Chayiv and Maisos in Syria unless it's owned by a Jew. But the goy doesn't have a piece. Here, that is not the case. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, by the way, while we're continuing, Rabbi Gamliel says that shtei chalos b'Suria, you have to separate two portions of challah in Suria, just like you do in Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz, they instituted a principle that you have to separate one chelek of challah that should be burnt because it's got tumas eretz amim, the tuma of being in Chutz La'aretz, and also you separate a second one, which is given over to the kohen, so that the concept of challah should not be forgotten from Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yezer Omer challah achas. Rabbi Yezer says that you're only chayav in one challah. And why is that? Because they said he is of the opinion, again, that they made Syria like Eretz Yisrael, and the land is not tame like afa Eretz Amim, so one challah should be enough. Also, kulo shel Rabbi Gamliel, but kulo shel Rabbi Yezer. They took both positions of leniency. So they said you'd be exempt from Maisos and Shvias, but you only have to separate one challah. And usually that's the way we paskin. Now, usually in Erevin we say when you follow one person one way and one person the other way, in leniency, that's a question of being a Rasha, right? But Chazru Lidho Gedibre Rav Gamliel B'Shnei Drachim. So therefore they decided that they were going to continue to follow Rav Gamliel in both positions. You'd have to separate, they would say that what? The Suria is not like Eretz Yisrael for Maaser and Shvias. But in regard to challah, you'd have to separate a dual challah, and that's the way we paskin. So while we're talking about Rabbi Gamliel, he also taught us Rabbi Gamliel Omer Shalosh Aratzos L'challah. There are three lands in regard to the issue of division of challah. And what are they? Me'eretz Yisrael v'atziv challah achas. When you're in the entire area that was sanctified by the Olei Bavel, by those who came back from Bavel in the time of Ezra, that stuff only you only separate one challah. But miksiv ad anar ve'ad amana, right? When you go from ksiv, which is the area that was kibush ole Mitzrayim, the people came in and sanctified with Yoshua, but not in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, not by Ezra. So for the east, it's east of ksiv to the river. To the west, it goes to amana, which in the northwest corner of Eretz Yisrael, right? So in that situation, shtei chalos, you have to separate two chalos, one that is burned, one that's given over to a kohen. Achas l'ur v'achas l'kohen. Shel or yesh l'shir. The one that is going to get burned, there's a certain set amount. It has to meet the size, right? V'shel kohen ain l'shir. For the kohen, there's no sign, there's no minimum amount over here, because it's just a din d'rabbanan as a reminder. And then the third area is from the river until Amana inward, right? Shtei chalos, you separate two chalos as well, right? Achas l'ur v'achas l'kohen. One gets burned and one goes to the kohen. Or ein lo shir, the one that gets burned, it doesn't have a shir. Why? Because it's a din d'rabbanan. Shel kohen yesh lo shir, but the one that goes to the kohen has a minimum amount. But tful yom ochala, it can be eaten by a kohen who is not had harif shemesh, because it's not 100% clear that this has a din of challah. Rabbi Yossi says, "Ein tzarich tvila." He doesn't even have to go ahead and go to the mikvah. V'asur lezav and lezavos l'nida liyodos. You can't just give it to a zavzav anida and yoledes v'nachalas imazar ala shulchan. You don't have to be concerned by having it separated from non kohanim. V'nitenes l'chol kohen. You can give it to any kohen. In that regard, you don't have to be concerned that it's going to be used improperly. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.